being an apprentice, the people I got to know followed me all the way through, you know, when I was in the machine shops. And I knew, when I was in a development shop, I knew everybody really on the sections. We personally had all lots of friends. And we used to go dancing at the canteen. Yeah, we used to socialise quite a bit with different friends. And I go to the Rolls-Royce Retirement Club now. That's once a fortnight. And some of my old friends are still there now, you know. Of course, I'm 82, as I said. And there's one chap there, he's the chairman, Johnny Barker. He's 89, I suppose, now. Of course, the thing is, you can imagine, we are getting older and we're getting less. When we started the Rolls-Royce Retirement Club, there was about 180 there. Over the period of time, has gone right down to half of that amount there now, because, of course, they're all dying off. Look, everybody works at the BAC, more or less, all around Horfield, because, you know, it's everybody worked there. It's Harry, Bill, John, Air, you know, they all work there. I went out to the BAC, Patchway, where the entrance was by the bowling green. There was a wooden hut there. And I went in there and asked for, is there any vacancies? I think his name was Blackwell, Batewell, something like that. And he said, do you want to be an office boy? And that's why he put me as an office boy. And I had to start at Clifton, the zoo. Oh, and my sister, she's nearly 3 years older than me. So I was 14 and she was 17. And she worked down in the town. And she took me up to get the, was it a tram? I'm not sure, I don't know if it was a tram or no, up at Eden Grove, and told me where to get off at Muller Road. And I had to get the 83 bus to the zoo. And likewise, I had to come back that same way. Of course, at 14 years, imagine the 14-year-old doing that.